welcome to the Pintcast. Joining me today is Joseph. We're making our return from a quick little summer solstice break, a little vacation for Joseph.
A real vacation.
Yeah, real vacation.
Nice.
Got the coast.
Got to get up the coast, people. If you haven't been to the West Coast and been up the one.
The Gold Coast, as it's affectionately termed.
You're missing it.
It's the place to be.
I want to go back.
Yeah.
It's going to be 107 this weekend.
We could use some Santa Barbara weather right now.
You pick a spot above Ventura.
Well, even San Diego, I mean, sure, it's going to be hot down there, but not as bad as it is going to be here.
No, nowhere near as hot as it's going to be.
We have an LA heat wave.
Yeah, I got a warning on my phone. It said between 104 and 110, basically stay inside or die.
Everyone on the... living in the desert, like in Arizona and Texas, they're telling us to eat dicks. Like, fuck you guys.
For all those people in Arizona, I don't care. Stop living in dirt.
Right. You wonder why your houses are worth nothing.
Right. Everybody I know, it's so cheap to move there. Yeah, because it's fucking dirt.
I know. I got a bunch of fans there. Like, hey.
Me too. I got friends that always say, I'm going to move to Arizona because it's cheaper. Good luck. I'll see you in 2 years.
Right, exactly. I'm crawling back to rent a shitty apartment here.
Anyway, I guess we're back.
Right.
Back. And we've had a little bit of football, which has been nice.
Yeah, I know. It's been very good. I suppose the Confederate Cup has gotten us a good amount of entertainment, I'd have to say.
Yeah, I think it's in maybe they've done a good job in the last few years to really promote it and make it something other than just a friendly tournament, right? I'd say even in 2010 it was pretty contested, but this one just...
2009. Because
2009. Right. Maybe it was just the teams that are involved this time.
Yeah, well, I feel like the inclusion of Tahiti definitely took a little bit away.
Yeah.
But the other matches were pretty good. But I think this week, I think, you know, now that we've reached the knockout rounds, these matches have really, really lived the hype in the sense of, like, we got
two good matches,
and in which both cases, a lot of people, in particular people in the media and whatnot, actually, and all the casual fans too, everyone who... thinks they know everything about this. Granted, you know, the results went the way that the favorites won.
That all the people, everybody's happy because everybody was wearing a Brazil or Spain shirt earlier anyway.
Right. And, you know, with all that, I mean, but they delivered two matches and neither team rolled over. I was particularly impressed. Well, I guess you can't take any credit away from Italy, but I was particularly impressed with Uruguay, how they came out.
The last 2 days. Should have won, in my opinion. Well, had plenty of opportunity to win.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Certainly in both chances. It was pretty exciting on both days. Let's start with the Brazil match. Let's go chronologically.
Yeah. I guess Uruguay, they played well. I mean, they had their opportunities, and I thought they played well overall.
You know what's interesting with them? Because it seems like they thrive on being the underdog. In a sense, because they tend to play up to competition, you know, which is what a lot of good teams do, not great teams, you know what I mean? But they, in some matches where you would expect them to do better, I mean, like they've been a little underwhelming in World Cup qualifying lately, but in some of those matches, they really haven't really put it all together, and they didn't really look that great in the first couple matches of this tournament. But they really put it together and gave Brazil a real run for their money. And
yeah,
I thought their work rate and dedication was second to none in that match. And I thought really should have been doing a lot better come halftime after the first half they had put in. But they definitely made Brazil earn that win, you know, physically.
Yeah, it certainly – they didn't allow Brazil to put on a show, that's for sure. It wasn't a pretty win for Brazil.
No, but this Brazil seems to be doing that, like learning how to win ugly, which, and not even ugly, they still do things pretty beautifully.
Yeah, I mean, individually, Neymar still has brilliant moments, you know.
Right. Absolutely. I was really impressed with the work rate of Suarez, which is nothing new. I mean, he does work his ass off on the pitch, but
Cavani,
I was seeing Cavani, man.
Really hard. He got back all the way back on that right side a lot.
Yeah, and we're seeing those guys displacing and making tackles in their own 18.
Yeah.
I mean, they really gave it a committed performance. They have to leave with their heads, you know, hung high in regards to that. I had a big issue with the decision made. So there was that penalty by David Luiz.
Yeah, clear
blatant penalty.
Clear.
It's just idiotic. Stupid. Idiotic. It's not even like, you know, he was guaranteed.
It wasn't even like he was holding him and he was so close to him and they both went down.
Right.
No,
it was blatant. He spun around, his arms fully extended, grabbing his jersey while pulling him to the floor. And it wasn't like he was going to have a – he wasn't, you know, about to tap in the ball. It wasn't like it was a last-ditch tackle.
It was all the way at the top of the box
at
the time.
Right, with plenty of defenders between him and the end and the goal. And the ball wasn't even there yet. So it didn't make a lot of sense to me. And they had this perfect chance to capitalize on all this momentum.
Right, because they've been playing well, too.
Yeah, they've been playing
well.
Good pressure and all that. And it seemed like, you know, just rewards for their play. And then they decided to have Mr. Forlan take the penalty kick. Now, I know Forlan has captained the team, and he used to take all the penalties. But this isn't the Forlan of a few years ago. I know, you know, he had a brief respite from being shit Forlan in the last match, in his 100th cap, where he... you know, broke out the Mike's secret drink or whatever the hell it is, you know, something I'm trying to reference Space Jam and completely failing. Mike's secret stuff.
You're dating yourself. I don't remember Space Jam.
Oh, this guy. Now, pull that card. Yeah, Mike's secret stuff or whatever the fuck it is. Something like that. But, you know, he rolled the years back, had a good match, scored a goal on his 100th cap, which was great for him.
I was surprised too to see him.
But it just bothers me because, you know, he is clearly the third best striker in that squad, and you have these marquee guys like Cavani and Suarez who both take penalties for their teams. Available. I mean, obviously, in retrospect, you know, hindsight's 2020.
Well, yeah, but I was surprised at the time. He's taking it?
Well, when we saw the replay, we saw him go up smiling to Julio Cesar. And the thing is, I don't know. I would prefer if I was a coach, and who knows if a coach had anything to do with this. I mean, I think Forlan just walked up and took the ball, and whether that was designated beforehand or what.
Usually is, right?
Usually is.
So,
but, you know, this is a guy who's his teammate. He's seen plenty of penalties from him. Might have been better to go with someone else. That being said,
it was a good save.
It was a good save. Because
Cesar got way out there. It wasn't even just his fingertips. Yeah. He got a good yard out
off the line. He got an over quickly. It was a very good save. And then they got kind of hit against the run of play right at the end of the half. Neymar, of course, creating something, nearly getting something
right.
Good.
And Fred in the right spot again to tap it in.
Right, per usual. And a recurring theme that we've been seeing has been a certain Mr. Hulk doing absolutely jack shit.
Playing, I don't know, whoever's invisible.
I don't know.
Playing the Wonder Woman role.
I don't know what
he's invisible.
You know, and obviously the Brazilians, they know a little bit about what they're, you know, what they see. And they've been calling for his head. They've been wanting
Lucas
to start.
Well, they were cheering him coming off, right?
Right. Well, they
every match they've been cheering him coming off. Did he come off for...
came out for Bernard, I think, this time, or was it Hernanes or whatever?
Yeah, and in the last match, I think
it was someone else, but the first match it was Lucas.
Yeah, that's who it was. That's
that was in the first match.
I think they were calling for him to come on.
And then they wanted him to come to start the second game instead of Hulk, and it's just Big Phil hasn't...
What can you say? The coach, they keep winning, so you can question him all you want, but, I mean, he has tried to bring in... He is using his subs... and bringing these young players along, which is in long term for the next year, is what he needs to be doing.
Well, they've gone through some of the growing pains, you know, especially when they first kind of kicked everybody out, so to speak, a couple years ago after the last World Cup. Even with the last coach, was it Menezes or whatever, the one that got canned? So you know, these players are getting a little bit, they're getting seasoned, they're getting some experience. And this is a great experience for this team, you know, especially going into a year where they're going to, you know, have this, like, if they can win this cup, like, I think it's a big step for them, really, because, I mean, you'll say it's a trophy that no one really cares about, but
it's an opportunity to win a trophy and win it.
Yeah, and in your home country, and preparing for the World Cup. I mean, they're going to have to beat Spain to do it.
And I've seen some talk about it's better for them to lose this one to build towards next year.
It's always better to
it's
win.
It's always better to
it's
win.
It's always better to win. What kind of fucking silver lining shit is that? What kind of logic is that? Oh, it's good. It'll build it's character if I lose. Character. I'm like, yeah it's still not. Winning. Yeah, winning is better. Winning. Look what Spain does. Winning fosters more winning.
Right.
Right? It's not.
You get past the hump and you go on a run because you, you know, build confidence in the entire squad.
Yeah. I don't know. But that match was highly entertaining. And, I mean, it was going down. It was coming down to the wire. You know? Right. Brazil got that late goal, which was
Paulinho, right?
Right. Right. And, I mean, you had to feel a bit for Uruguay. They had the chances. You know, they got Cavani got his first goal for the equalizer.
Yes. Yeah.
A little scrappy, but he just put it in the corner. Yeah. It was
left shot.
It was about time, and he came through in a big game. That was huge for him. I think, you know, based on the run of play, it was a relatively fair result. You know, I had a feeling that we were going to get it done, but I don't know. You can't miss penalties. They had a few other chances too. I mean, both teams had chances to put away, and it just went begging.
It was a good match to watch.
Yeah, it was a very good match. You know, you got your goals. They were kind of all over.
Be nice and rested for the final.
Certainly, by comparison to the others. Well, let's get to today's match. The Spain Italy barn burner of a 0-0 to a certain extent. I mean,
the first 90 was a great 90 to watch.
Yeah,
or I mean, maybe a first 88.
It's about as good as a 0-0 will be.
Yeah, I mean, how many chances did Italy have? Even over the first half, they had a ton of chances. Headers, they had shots, they had.
Man, yeah, they were pelting the Spain goal. I don't think many people thought that was going to happen, especially once Super Mario was out.
Yeah.
You know, no one thought they were going to be coming after them this way, and people thought it was going to be a done deal. By no means. I mean, the Italians came out and put out a great fight.
They were well organized. They broke up that midfield.
Yeah.
I thought they outplayed Spain's midfield all day.
Right. You know, for once it wasn't. You know, Iniesta and Xavi didn't have much time on the ball. We were both saying it really did look like they were missing a certain Mr. Cesc Fabregas, who didn't seem to be, who wasn't fit for the match today.
Yeah.
But I mean, they had trouble getting the ball up top to their attacking players.
They weren't able to pass around because Italy did a great job. De Rossi did a good job of breaking up play, and they did a lot of what you see Spain doing, and they would send two guys towards the ball, get it, and it was a little bit unusual to see Spain not be able to pass their way out of it.
You'd have to say that Italy had the more clear-cut chances, didn't they? Because, I mean, you know, they hit the post, they did this and that.
Later on, in extra time, we had, I think, Xavi hit the post, right?
Right, he hit that.
But before that, for the most part, they had the better chances.
I mean, I believe their chances were, like, you know, headers on set pieces and stuff that, like, Piqué missed wide and stuff like that. There weren't many clear opportunities on goal. There weren't, you know, to actually put a strike on.
I think just defensively.
They were all half chances.
Defensively, they couldn't get into the box.
Right.
You know, they didn't allow them to get in the box at all, you know, to be under pressure. And a lot of times.
No one's happy when they can't
Spain
get in the box.
Spain everybody wants in the box. And Spain couldn't get organized in the box.
With all the lookers on that team, you thought they'd be a little bit better at that.
Right. Should be easier to get in that box.
Yeah. Yeah, it was it was a captivating 0-0. I mean, there were, like you said, there were some chances in particular that
well, how
stood
many
out.
Times did everybody go, how did that not go in?
Right. Well, about that Jaccarini one that went off the post for Italy? That chance, that was extra time, wasn't it? It was the beginning of extra time, I believe, right? Yeah, because it was Giovinco at the near post, and he didn't come on until after. At the time, but that was that one. They had that big chance right there in extra time.
Yeah, I mean, was it the cross to the back post with the header, and it ended up going right at Casillas. You know, he made good saves too, but they just couldn't get the ball either side of him.
Yeah, I had to question some of Del Bosque's tactics though. Like I wasn't. You were saying the same thing, right? We both didn't really.
I understand the subs. I understand the tactics.
I mean, I kind of understood bringing in bringing in Navas for the ineffective Silva,
right?
But then why the hell was Silva playing? Is another question.
I'm not sure because I haven't seen him do much at club or country level all year.
Yeah, and bringing in Mata I think makes some decent sense. If you have a player of his caliber. But then, you know, the sub made in extra time of bringing on Martinez, Javi Martinez for Torres, when you have David Villa and Santi Cazorla still on the bench.
Well, you have even another striker, right?
Soldado. But I think Soldado was out injured
what
also.
What about, they said he was... do they have Negredo?
No, they didn't bring them both.
No,
it was just, I mean, because they have three center forwards.
Well, why not use Villa? He's sitting there.
Right. Instead, you're bringing out a whole
Torres wasn't, couldn't get the ball to Torres, really.
Right, he didn't get much service.
He had the one wide shot that should have finished.
Yeah. I mean, that was a nice little move. It was good movement from him. But, man, we got quite the pretty epic tense shootout. I mean, I can't remember the last shootout I've seen that went first five from both sides, everybody making it. I know I've seen it before, but I can't remember when. But
yeah, not close to getting saved either.
I mean,
they were all good penalties.
And the irony of it was, I mean, like as this, you know, the big hype on Twitter and everything, right when it was when the match ended and was going to penalty kicks, like, oh, it's Buffon versus Casillas, which it was,
right?
And it ended up being that actually that seemed to be more of the matchup during the match.
And
because they both made some good saves, but neither one got a finger to a single shot. You know,
it had nothing to do with them at all.
Like, even though they dove the right way a few times, no one touched the ball. And even in the miss from Bonucci, he put it, you know, he put it over the goal.
Yeah. I just said no, turned it off. I knew it was happening.
Right.
Actually, I think I had to walk away because I had something to do. But
you're like, oh, convenient. This is about time.
And then I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah. And so Navas, the... Gray-eyed assassin, buried it to send him through.
Yeah, I mean, so I guess people get to see, and I'm sure FIFA is over the moon what they got.
Of course. Well, this is best for ratings, and you know we already had Brazil, Italy earlier in the tournament. You know, this is what they wanted in 2009, except for those cheeky Americans had to go and fuck everything up by beating Spain. Also, the only team to beat Spain in a competitive tournament since 2006.
Shit, it's going to happen again in 2014.
Yeah, just you wait. They'll wait because they're going to win this final. I don't know. We'll get to predictions later.
Yeah.
We'll get there. Oh. As in, like, in a few minutes.
As in maybe
we're
next.
Almost there.
Or as in maybe next.
I was like, I suppose, well, actually, wait a minute. What else do we have to say about this? Not much.
Not much. It was entertaining. Again, it was nice to have some football.
But, I mean...
I'm thinking about, although we're... At where we are, the date where I'm looking, I'm like, can we get our two players some fucking rest?
Well, I mean, the good thing is they're not. I mean, yes, they're
those
not.
Those two aren't
they're
really.
Not, they're not expending too much energy on the bench, so they're having a little vacation. Hopefully, they're getting to the beach. Hopefully, staying away from the tranny prostitutes and not getting. Oh, hopefully, they weren't part of that strip poker thing, that issue at the hotels, right?
That scandal.
Escándalo. Whenever those teams are down there, man, you got to be careful. It's like the Mexican national team, right? Mexican national team got caught going to, or they were at strip clubs too, right?
Well, this one was what? Someone trying to bring some up in a room.
Yeah.
In a hotel room.
You think they would have learned. Dude, Carlos Vela isn't even there. Why is this happening?
Is he organizing it?
Dude, he's organizing from afar.
Is he flying in?
They call him just to advise. And he's like, I know you're...
He's like the freaking Van Wilder.
Oye, Carlos. ¿Dónde debemos ir en Brasil? I don't know, man.
I guess we don't know who supposedly got in trouble, right?
Yeah,
I have my guess.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Wait, for Spain or for Mexico?
For Spain.
Oh, okay.
For Spain.
Who's your guess?
Alba.
Really?
Because he's a dick. That guy's an asshole on the pitch, and you got to imagine he's the same way off the pitch.
I suppose so.
So that's my guess.
I mean, I follow
the rest
logic.
Of, you know.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, they got plenty of...
I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of, but, you know.
Interesting. Well, everyone dispatched their penalties. I was talking about this with... I was watching the match at a pub with the guy I grew up playing club with, but he was a central defender. He's never a fan of penalty kicks. And he saw me all excited about penalties. He's just like, I don't get it. Like, how can you like this? And I'm like, man, the tension, you know? And I'm like, you know, I casually root for Spain in neutral games, you know? But I'm not, like, emotionally invested in the squad, really. You know, there's players I like, whatever. And so it's not like, if it were, obviously it were Arsenal, or if it were even the United States, or maybe even Mexico, even I'd probably feel a little bit more, emotional attachment to it. Cause I really didn't feel that nervous, but actually watching the shootout as it went, I started getting that creeping feeling.
Oh yeah, I was nervous.
And I was going to say,
why am I so fucking nervous?
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted Italy to advance, but I'm nervous. And that's how I knew. Well, I just knew that the tournament sucked me in.
But the tension, man, and especially because I feel like especially because there were no saves, everyone just kept making. When you're like,
someone's got to miss.
Yeah, and then when no one was missing, you're like, the first team to miss is definitely out. Yeah. Like, it's just back and forth. I mean, all the way to the seventh shooter, you don't see many that go to seventh shooter.
Not really. Usually someone gets saved. Someone's trying to be too tight, right. With the ball.
That was impressive. So that gives us the final that everyone wanted, except for those.
I was fucking looking for Tahiti versus Mexico.
Tahiti versus New Zealand. Oceania final. That must have been great for those who went to that. So who you got? Brazil going to handle it on home soil? I know what you want.
Yeah, I actually think Spain's going to win.
Okay.
I kind of had the same feeling in the Euro finals last year, where I wanted Spain to lose, and Spain really didn't play very well that whole tournament until they got through, and then they
right. they looked and they like turned it on.
The team that everybody's been nobbing for the last 8 years.
Right.
But I think they'll win.
You mean 5 years? Euro 2008.
They were nobbing them before then, though.
No, they weren't.
They were
the choke artists.
They were at least up the shaft.
Nibbling the balls or something. Is that even a thing?
At least harmonica playing. Okay. By then, it might not have been a full knob.
Okay. Well, fair enough. So you predict Spain?
Yeah.
By a landslide, 4-0 like Italy, a shellacking
3-1
multiple goal victory. Yeah. Not even that tight.
Not like a 1-0. No, I think like a 3-1.
Okay. A commanding win.
I think so.
I can't really argue against that. I don't know. I just want to see a good match. I'd love for it just to be close.
I think Brazil are becoming a better team.
Yeah.
As a team instead of the individuals they've been for quite a long time.
Right.
But I don't think they're there yet. And Spain's already there.
Yeah, I don't think I can pick against Spain unless they have some crazy injuries that come up between now and Sunday. But as long as we keep them away from those prostitutes, I think we should be okay. No hip flexors.
Yeah. Maybe Jordan get knocked out by a transvestite. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, that wouldn't be too bad.
I'd love to see that headline.
But I'm with you. I think Spain's going to win. It could be handily, but I'm going to go with 2-1. 2-1 España. Who's going to get the winning goal? The all-important winning goal. El Nino?
No, I don't know.
Scores against Tahiti.
Is he even going to be fit enough to play?
Yeah, you're right.
He's dragging ass.
Yeah, I don't know. He's going to have to do some recovering.
Santi gets the winner.
Santi? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. He'll get the second
goal. I was going to go with Nacho, But, I guess Santi might make a little more sense. Yeah, I don't know. I guess you're right. They saved him for this match, right? Clearly saved him for the final. I don't know. I don't know. If Fabregas recovers, maybe it'll be Fabregas.
It could be.
Yeah.
He was missed today.
He was missed today. Well, 2-1 to Spain. You say 3-1. I think I think it's be a pretty good final. I think it'll be close.
It'd be nice to see all the Brazil fans stop rooting for Spain like they did today.
Did they root for Spain today?
Yeah.
They've been talking shit to Spain all tournament.
They were cheering for, because that's who they wanted, I'm guessing. Right.
But really?
Every time I
thought they wanted to win the tournament.
shouldn't have been. They should have been cheering for Tahiti then. No, I every time they'd get the ball or get close, there was a lot of cheering in that stadium today.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention to it that closely.
I could hear it better on ESPN3. Yeah,
maybe so. I was in a loud pub.
Yeah, I was watching online.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be exciting. I mean, this has done a good job of kind of segueing us through like the doldrums of the season in a sense, just because
this is it.
Right.
This is
well, yeah, then we're done. After Sunday, we're shit out of luck. Yeah. But preseason starts in a week.
Oh, yes, I love preseason. It means so much.
Hey, well here's the thing. We'll get to what is important. Because it is silly season.
New kit launch? Is that what we're
looking Yeah, forward definitely to? The kit launch. That's what we're looking forward to. Although,
the traditional lovers of traditional kit should be happy with the away kit this year for Arsenal, because it'll be yellow.
Allegedly. Oh, no, it will be yellow.
Yeah.
But allegedly it's that Nike kit that's been...
Yeah.
Which I don't think anyone has any complaints with.
How can you complain?
No.
Like I told you, that's the winning color, shade of yellow
right.
for me.
Yeah.
You know, I miss that shade of actual yellow.
Winning kit, right.
You know.
I saw someone put together a graphic of showing of, I think I saw it today on Twitter, a picture with like, showing all the titles, like 89, I think 2002, 72, and a bunch of other years, all with yellow kits. So, you know, I guess we got some good memories in yellow.
Yeah, hopefully I don't know if it's a title, but that's a trophy-winning kit is what I said.
Right. That you did. And hopefully you're right.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully that's the kit.
I think it is. I don't think there's...
You don't think
it is. It is, okay. Yeah. That appeared to be the...
If not, you can blame Joseph because he's...
Yes, because I'm fucking in... I'm in the... if anything, I'm a kit in the know.
No, you're an ITFK.
In the fucking know?
In the fucking know.
Yes. Follow for all the kit. That's about it. That's the only thing I'm right. really...
Totally.
Interested top, in.
Top of that. But so, silly season is officially about to begin, even though the signings have all been going on.
It's been fucking silly for 3 weeks, but
right,
yeah.
It's been silly, but the window officially opens in a few days. It looks like Arsenal are waiting until July 1st, at least to fucking announce anything, more than likely.
Either that or just waiting to actually get a deal done before they announce anything, because they don't announce anything until it's done.
So,
not agreement.
So tell me, are you quietly optimistic that the Higuain deal is done? Because a few weeks ago, we both looked at this kind of like speculatively, like, man, that'd be great, but I don't believe it.
It's, well, I mean.
Is it the Tevez deal being done that really confirms it for you? I mean, because it seems like that's kind of.
Here's the thing. Logically, it makes sense that the reason why Juventus made the Tevez deal is because they didn't get Higuain.
It's because they don't have the money. And
right.
Right.
They don't have the money up front, but.
Right.
Pay him 175 is no problem, which is, you know, whatever. But I guess with that new stadium, they'll be okay.
Right.
But so that to make it makes seems logical that Higuain's ours. Of course, it could be any of the others.
Yeah.
But that's the only rumor you hear.
Right.
You're not hearing him going
just,
anybody
just
else.
Just hurry up and announce it so I can be excited about it. This is one of those things, though. It's going to be a record signing. You know,
yeah.
It's going to smash our transfer record, even if it's only 22, which is a bargain.
We both believe it is.
It
age,
is a bargain.
Age, experience,
right. Yeah,
quality, no, yeah, it's a bargain.
Of course. I mean, most other players of his quality will be going for much higher than that. So,
yeah, you know what? The one rumor I am happy about that has made me smile is that Jovetic is apparently... He was going to Juventus, right? And he was coming to us,
right.
But we were getting outbid by Juve. And,
right.
Oh, yeah, we're going to throw Chelsea in the mix. And I heard he's going to this place. And that's what Fiorentina wanted, right?
Right.
They wanted all these people. Well, I don't hear him going anywhere. So I think they've
maybe
screwed themselves
maybe
out.
Maybe we still get him in August for like 12. You know, burn bridges, who knows? I don't know. We'll see, because he'll definitely be one of the later ones to move, because it certainly doesn't seem like he's close to any move. He might be like the last-ditch effort by some team to pick
him
up.
He might be whoever someone else uses some money on that, you know,
right.
transfer.
Napoli with Cavani money?
Yeah, I guess. They're trying to link Higuain to Napoli.
Right. Yeah, that could happen.
I know, but that's just
right. No, of course,
that's Madrid
of course.
Trying
right.
to use everybody to
they are.
Keep the price high, or you know.
Well, we'll officially celebrate that when that gets announced next week. I have a feeling by the time we're back, Higuain will be announced.
Well, by next week.
By next week.
So, here's the part that's confusing to me is why is everybody focused on our three signings, our three major signings as Higuain, Rooney, and Fellaini?
Can you stop it?
But can anybody, logically, again, I'm going to go back to logic.
Don't ask. We don't speak in logic on the internet.
How can anybody think it's going to be memes? Rooney and Higuain? How can anybody think that? Why do you keep bringing those two names up? It's going to be and.
Because they've been sneaking into the stash of somebody.
People are on crack. You need to stop. Yeah, yo. I'm here as an intervention. Yo. It doesn't make any sense.
Stop smoking rock. It's just bad for your health.
Get off the rock.
And I don't know. Look, no one doubts Rooney's quality. I mean, classy is the wrong word. I mean, he's a player of good class, but classy is never something I want to use to describe him.
Yeah, individually, no. And even on the pitch, no. He's a whiner.
He's quality. I mean, but he's a cunt. He's just like Suarez. He's a cunt, but he's, you know. He's a good player. You'd rather have Suarez, though.
Have Suarez as a player.
Yeah. And I don't know if Higuain's better than Suarez, but I actually would rather take Suarez. I think I'd rather have Higuain than Rooney. Granted, a lot of that has to do with his lack of cuntiness.
We don't have a history.
Yeah, we don't have a history.
We have no history.
I don't have a history of hate with him.
I don't have a 10-year-old
right.
Dive, exactly. You know, for a penalty to screw us. I don't have that kind of hate.
Some
plus
bitch.
Everything over the last decade.
So I feel good about that. But no, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, they obviously wouldn't both go there. Part of the big attraction for Higuain is that he's going to be the focal point of the attack. He will be the star.
He'll be the big signing.
I mean, he could be Arsenal's savior. They could be touting him and all this kind of shit. I mean, it looks like a perfect situation. Not in one in which we're also going to bring in Wayne Rooney.
Yeah,
it's not going
to
happen.
Those things don't make sense to me.
You know, put away.
Either way, I'm sure.
Stop it.
If we get one and don't get the other, I'm sure it'll be Arsene that said, you know.
Right.
No, I'm not spending that much money on whichever one we don't get.
Whatever.
Haters will be haters.
Yeah. Haters going to hate. I think that's what you're trying to go for.
In a different way.
Right.
But, who else do we have rumored?
You know, there's still big talk about Fellaini. We'll see if Sideshow Mel or...
gone quiet.
Wait, what was his nickname? What was Brian's nickname for him?
I don't know.
No? Fuck.
I'm too lost.
Bring that in.
Brian's too... I don't think he's only talking about Cesc.
Yeah. That's okay. It just gets a little old, but you know... It is what it is. No, I forgot it. What the fuck was his name? The hair or something? Man, I'm terrible at this. Too bad we're not doing this one live. Otherwise, he could have tweeted me like, this is... It's clearly that. You know, here's the thing. I truly believe that even just with the signing of Higuain, it makes Arsenal automatically contenders. Just to be really battling up there at the top next season, you know? I'm just saying they'll be in the conversation They're knocking me out of the title race by Christmas. You know, that's not going to happen. We got Higuain. You've added a striker of that caliber to a strong squad already. It's going to make a difference.
Yeah, I think we still need a few players. I mean, we still need...
A few?
I still think we need... here's the thing is, remember, Santi ran out of gas maybe twice this last season. And sure, that some of that is getting used to the league, but... Well, the league doesn't slow down, and it's not going to get any easier.
All right, so
but we didn't have any. We didn't have it. We didn't trust any of the other 26 right. players we have on the roster.
Right, but we got to take into consideration the fact that we should have a healthy Wilshere to a certain extent this year. We're gonna have a much more crowded midfield even without any additions. And if we sign one midfielder, right? Even if it's Fellaini, right? You add him into a midfield, and also you now all of a sudden your options for the primary two more holding midfielders, you know, holding in box to box. All of a sudden you have Fellaini, you have Arteta, you have Ramsey, you have Wilshere. Like that's already four pretty solid options for those two spots. And you're talking about, all right, maybe you're going to push Jack up. We technically still have Coquelin, who can do, play some minutes if he sticks around. And it's going to be – the midfield's going to be crowded. I don't think it's going to be – I don't think depth is going to be an issue.
Yeah,
there.
I wasn't saying midfielder. I think one midfielder. I mean, honestly. Right. Well, we need another creative.
Well, but you were saying Santi. You know. And, I mean, there's obviously one option, the way to get our best players into the starting 11 is you can have Santi playing up on the left wing, which he did some towards the end of the season.
Right.
We still have Podolski. I mean, where's Podolski going to play? I mean, because you're talking about, you say you want someone to come in on the left, and I'm like, well, that is Podolski's spot, right?
Well, through 70 minutes, it's his spot.
Right. But where's Ox going to go? Ox has got to start getting more minutes regularly.
That's true. Yeah, I mean,
and Theo's not playing central striker.
You mean using our own players? I'm totally on board. Everybody knows I'm totally on board from using our own players.
Oh, you.
So, I mean, I agree with you. But, I mean, I see, you know, I mean, I see still spine. I mean, I still need, whoever, somebody, a striker. I think we still need a midfielder. Whether the guy is ready like Fellaini is now, or it's a guy who, you know, comes in and out until next year.
I think it should be a veteran. I mean, look, Fellaini's been around enough to where, he's not like a veteran, like an old player, but but he's got a few years in the, he's got what, 4 seasons in the Premier
Something
League,
like
right? He's been at Everton for a while and he's proven premiership midfielder, but even a guy, obviously, have to see how it works out with Ancelotti or whatever. But I mean, I know he's the same age as Arteta, but he'd certainly be an upgrade on, like, Xabi Alonso would certainly be an upgrade on Arteta in that position. And you want a guy who knows how to play and win titles and win things. He's an option I'd like to look at, you know, because he's only got.
But we need spine help.
Well, he's spine.
Well, I'm just saying that's where I see it. I think we need a center back. I still think we need another keeper.
Yeah,
so those are where
an important center back. We need a center back to make up the numbers.
Well, we need if Giroud goes, good enough.
Well, yes, but it's going to be, what do we expect to get, really? Who's going to spend $10 million for a fourth choice center back? You know, as we talk about Ashley Williams and shit, it's like, well, to come to be fourth choice, like, we're going to spend $10 million on a player, doesn't make a lot of sense.
Honestly,
I thought we promote from within. Where's Mikel? Where are your boys at? You're the one just touting.
I don't think he's one of the 6 that Brady said was a year and a half from being ready.
Really? Because he's already ready.
You know, I think he's got to go.
I think
on.
He's decent.
I think he
needs to go on loan to a premiership club and get some minutes somewhere.
I think he's got to go.
Send him to Swansea. They got a lot of Spanish players, right?
Yeah, they've got another one.
Sign Ashley Williams and then send him on loan over there. Ta da! I don't know. We could always sign Squillaci again.
I think he signed. I think he got a contract, didn't he?
Oh, that's right. Like Brescia or something. I don't know, some small.
Maybe he'll join.
Small French club.
Maybe he'll join Zenit, like with the Chauvin.
Oh, yeah. Bye bye to our Chauvin.
Not more guys it's leaving. Official. So you got Giroud, who's apparently leaving to Hamburg?
Giroud? So I said Giroud.
No.
I guess they're so fucking close. We're going to check the tape later.
Rewind it. Take a step back.
You lie.
We keep getting rid of players, which is good.
Yeah. Make some room in the squad. Obviously, guys like, you know, freeing up those spots of non-homegrown players.
We'll probably use some under-21s to fill the homegrown spots also.
But so with so there's also the potential of a Gervinho departure, which I don't think will cause too much heartbreak.
Unfortunately for him, it's going down the line of Scalacci. It's going on down the line of.
I don't think
people are tired of seeing him already. Yes. After 2 years, as soon as he does a one thing wrong, right. People are like, someone shoot him in the head.
Right.
Which is,
how are they gonna
unfair.
Miss?
No one can miss.
Yeah, he's got a big bullseye.
Stevie Wonder could hit that, like 100 yards. But I think that's the problem. I mean, is he great? No. Is he horrible?
No.
No. He's okay. Is he good enough? No, but
not for Arsenal.
The hate?
No.
The hate I don't get.
people are miserable cunts. They want to take it out on somebody.
The hate towards... See, in my opinion, our Chauvin didn't get enough hate. Everybody was still remembering the second goal against Barcelona and the 4-4.
Yep.
Which were both great periods, but he was lazy as fuck. Jorginho just isn't...
His career is a sequence of, like, what ifs. Like, what if he actually had to work on it? What if he really tried? You know, the thing is that that's what's most infuriating about him is because you know he has it all, you know? And Jorginho is like... And he's got the skills. He has the tool set. He just doesn't know what the fuck to do with it. Our Chauvin knows what to do.
He just needs weed. He needs his mind to slow down just a bit. Not all of it. You don't want him to take a full brownie.
Oh, yeah, don't.
But maybe just...
No sativa, just indica. Just we don't need the shit that makes his head going, like, you know,
we just need, like, just a little mellow.
Yeah, just a little something. Someone take the edge off him. Yeah. Well, if he comes to California, I know.
You know a place.
I know a guy or a place. It is what it is. They, it'll be interesting to see because it looks like, I mean, he should know. I don't think it's really, I mean, you're right in terms of the squash you reference in terms of like the way they'll jump on him.
But, I just think it's from the fans' view.
But the one good thing is I think he knows that he really wants to play and get playing time. And I don't think he'll be willing to sit here if he knows, one, if someone's playing, if they're planning on bringing anyone in, like another attacking player. I mean, then he's got to know that he's completely gone.
Right.
And I'm sure he knows that guys like Oxlade-Chamberlain are ahead of him on the pecking order. And it's like, all right, so I have to compete with for this wide position, right? So say we sign. Say we sign Fellaini, right? And so that looks like means that maybe there's more chance that we're going to see...
we're going to have to push forward.
Cazorla pushed wide more. So now all of a sudden, he's third option on each wing, right? Because you could have... Let's say left side is
Santi.
Well, is Santi or Podolski? Right side is Theo or Ox.
Right,
and Ox can also play on the left. And Jorginho and Ox are the two really interchangeable ones. And if he's behind all of them, I mean, really, when's he going to get any minutes?
Yeah, that's a very good point.
He's got to go somewhere. And I don't think he wants to sit around like. And earn his money like Almunia or Chamakh. You know, I guess that's the best one is to say Chamakh, another flop from the French league. Oh, he's still in our books too, isn't he?
He's still in our books, yeah.
Motherfucker.
He, you hear rumors. Well, I heard maybe like Turkey, but then Fenerbahce gets kicked out of the Champions League. So the people anybody who was rumored going there is not going to go there because they're not going to have the cash.
Yeah, it's not going to work out too well. I don't know. So, I mean, hopefully, I hope he seems like a nice guy. Hopefully, he finds a home somewhere. Go to France or wherever.
Yeah, I mean, I think he could still work, but I just don't think the fans are going to give him. And we've seen how home fans can get on a player and not support a player.
And honestly, even though I think he can do a decent job, he is relatively far down the pecking order. And I don't think it's his best. I think his best career move is to move somewhere else and try to get minutes because it's just this isn't going to be his best option.
Yeah.
It really isn't.
It's too bad. I mean, he was a good size investment. It wasn't cheap.
No.
I mean, he wasn't huge, but he was 11.
And I think, I think what the goal is probably to recoup like something like 8 to 10. Yeah. Right? Something like that. Cut your losses, get out of there without losing too much face, I guess. I mean, because, dude, we can't keep having all these fuckers draw out their contracts, you know, just wearing them out. Because, I mean... We still have the greatest striker that ever lived, right, on our books.
Yeah, because the Danish papers are saying, pick a fucking place and sign already.
Yeah, stop being such a cunt. Because he's gonna have to go to preseason training, and we're gonna see pictures of him in training because he's a dick, and still will be like, well, I'm waiting for Juve to come back with that permanent move. I'm like, man, get over yourself. You need to go play for QPR. They'll pay you well. You can stay in London.
Yeah,
go down to the Championship, you mug. I don't know.
He did well in the championship before.
Yeah, he did well.
It's a perfect championship.
Right.
Big. Throw his head at a ball.
Sure, certainly can do that. He can throw his pants at the floor.
Throw his car at the side of the road.
Cars. Right. You know, he's like a Danish Aaron Hernandez.
I don't know if we're going to go that far.
No, maybe not that far. I don't know. It's like, that makes sense. But I was thinking like a big Lummox, you know? And I was like, oh, well, Minus the whole murdery stuff.
I don't think that's even fair to Nicklas.
All right. Yeah, I don't hate Nick. I don't hate
no,
him.
No, I never hate him. Yeah. Just another player.
Yeah, that might have gone a little far.
Just another player we never didn't win anything with.
Right.
Well, I guess we do have some, you know, we've thought about things that could happen, but there has been some stuff that has happened since we talked last.
Actually, you know what? We will get that announcement of the first Arsenal player in a couple of days. It'll be Yaya Sanogo will be on .com on July 1st.
Yeah. That's good for the future.
I saw you see his goals in the U20. You see he scored two goals for France. I think the penalty, and then it was a decent goal. Just took it on his left, put it through the keeper. Nothing.
He's a kid. I mean,
he looks like he's got talent. So, you know, one for the future. We'll take it.
See him in 6 years.
So the transfers that have gone through, right, in terms of these past week or two since we've been gone, big one for us, certainly, like you said, certainly seems to signal the end of Juve's interest in Higuain is the Tevez deal.
Right.
$10 million. Pretty good deal, right? I mean,
yeah.
I mean,
it rises in wages. Right. Look, they're both happy, right? They get they didn't have to put out too much money ahead of time, and
right.
City gets them off their books for
right.
200.
Oh, right, exactly. For 200K a week. And speaking of City, so I mean, that's one out. They brought in Jesus Navas.
Right.
Which, well, you know, we'll see how well he does.
He's a good winger.
Acclimating. Yeah, he's a good winger. He's a bit Sean Wright Phillips, but he's a good winger. He's got a bit of Theo in him.
You mentioned that. He made a nice run around the end and put a ball outside the box. It was very Theo-esque.
Right. And actually, sticking with things related to City, there was the one that didn't happen that now has been hijacked by Real Madrid, Isco.
Yeah.
Who we all thought was going to follow his boy.
Yeah, I mean, everybody always thinks that, though. I don't ever think that necessarily, that everybody always follows their boy.
Right. Because, yeah, they don't always.
They don't always. But, I mean, it looked like a possibility. I didn't know Madrid were really looking in that spot for somebody. I mean, how many more?
I mean, like, was he going to play ahead of Ozil? I mean, like, yeah.
He's going to play ahead of Ozil. You have Modric. You have.
Well, I think one thing is maybe Di Maria might be gone from there.
City? Who's going to afford.
Maybe. I don't know, but they just bought Navas, so what's the point?
Chelsea?
Yeah, why not? Monaco? I don't know.
Somebody right, Monaco's money. Still playing the all-star team.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to be trying to put it together. We'll see. It'll be interesting. But so that one, going to Real.
By the way, Monaco, if you're monitoring, please make a bid for Paulinho. That'd be great. Thanks.
Yeah. God. Ahem. Somebody hijacked that deal.
If you want Bernard, too, go ahead.
Oh, what, is he being rumored to go to Spurs too? Really? That's silly. Stay at Mineiro.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Stay it's early.
Ronaldinho.
Early.
Yeah, it's early days. Early days for that. And like I said, the only other big one that's really gone through at the moment is they finally finalized the long reported Chelsea deal.
You mean that's Mourinho's? That's
Andre
Schürrle. Yeah, sure, that's a Mourinho. It was only rumored for the last 6 months, but that's Mourinho's first signing, right?
Right, of course.
Because he has everything to do with
it. Yeah, been done and in the bag forever. But, yeah, I think that's a really good signing for Chelsea. I do.
Where does he play? Is it midfielder?
No, he's going to play like attacking wing. He's going to probably be up on the...
But what about Moses?
Oh, no. Moses, even though Moses got playing time, he's there to make up the numbers, that homegrown shit. You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Where else? I don't know. It's interesting to see.
Sinclair for, I mean, that's this.
Right. Sinclair, you know, and Rodwell?
Yeah, those are all homegrown issues.
Right. They are. But they're getting paid. Stay homegrown.
Get a homegrown. I want to be homegrown.
Yeah, no shit. I'll go, you know, fuck it. I'll go play for City. Pay me some wages. Give me like a... eighth of what they make. Take it.
And so I guess that, you know, those are the biggest ones. There's been a lot of lower level ones. But the one I was excited today and I talked to you about was Boney going to Swansea. Looks like it's agreed.
Boney.
The Thunder Thigh boy.
Yeah.
If you haven't looked him up, man, look at the way that guy's built.
Yeah, he's a
powerhouse.
He's
got a motor through some people.
Built kind of like Essien in a sense.
Yeah, but
right?
Legs even bigger.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got some powerhouse legs. Fucking maybe the size of Hulk's. Even though Hulk is pretty useless on the pitch, that guy is a monster.
Yeah, he's...
I mean, he's aptly named.
No, I don't think too many people are going to push bony around because of his low center of gravity, and they're so big. Yeah. I mean, his thighs are big, man.
Yeah, he's good. Carrying all that weight. He looks like Maurice Jones-Drew. Yeah. Those legs.
Right? He can finish, you know.
Yeah.
So it'll I think that's a good signing.
Yeah, interesting. But I mean, the thing is he going to be a replacement for Michu, or will he be?
No, where the fuck's Michu going?
I don't know.
I mean, that's the thing is yeah, that'd be fine. But who's got money?
Right. Who's got? Because the thing is,
you've got to have enough money for Swansea to sell.
Look, we have a list of targets here that we came up with, right? If we're assuming that the Higuain deal is done. In terms of center forwards that are still available, there is a long list of A-list center forwards who are apparently
available
on the block or to a varying degree. We've got Lewandowski, Cavani, Rooney, Suarez. Actually, I guess that's Hulk also.
Right. Hulk of shit, but yes.
He's on a list of some overpriced whatever. You know, I don't think he's raised his stock in terms of making Chelsea want to pursue him any further.
Right, so Cavani, you've got three teams that are in for him, right? Madrid, right. City, and Chelsea, apparently.
Right.
So whoever doesn't get him then goes down the list.
And then the question is whether or not, like, you know, well, United probably wouldn't sell Rooney to City.
Right.
So even
I think they would sell him to Chelsea.
I mean, I don't know. I've got a lot of United friends who don't think Rooney's going anywhere, and that wouldn't surprise me either.
That didn't surprise me either.
Because, once again, none of us believe he'll leave the country. we can't fathom him trying to speak French or do anything.
Or the northern part of the country.
Right. Exactly. He won't even go to London. He can't even speak. He won't be able to speak down there. But... I mean, yeah, there's that class, you know, that class of striker. I mean, we got Real Madrid potentially going for a couple of Uruguayans, right? It could be Suarez, could be Cavani.
Yeah.
The big question is, I mean, I think I'm pretty sure that the way it looks for like Lewandowski, like I don't see why he would turn down a move to City. It's not like he couldn't leave in a couple of years if he wanted to anyway. But he's going to get paid if he goes there.
Yeah, I guess it's just how much he really wants to join Bayern, right? I mean, he's going to get paid.
Right. Well, here's the thing, right? I mean, who knows? Was that rumored stuff ever validated that Real Madrid came in for him? Because I remember there was a talk about that he rejected the move, that Dortmund accepted a bid.
We can only go with it sounded like Dortmund accepted a bid and he turned it down.
So it seems like I don't know.
Down Madrid, but
right.
I don't know how you turn down Madrid.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
No,
and like it makes sense after him scoring dropping four goals on them that they'd want to sign him. No one's ever done that to him.
I just don't see how you turn him down.
Yeah, that's the only thing that makes it hard to believe, right? I mean, you can believe them bidding on him because that makes perfect sense. But yeah, turning down Madrid is something that not many players can or will or should do.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so there's still a myriad of strikers. And really, right, so we have, let's see, how many premier destinations are there for strikers? Because you got to say that probably for center forwards, a couple teams are out as options. A couple of the big potential players are out. Because you got to think PSG and Monaco, even though they have money, probably aren't going to sign a center forward because Ibrahimovic and Falcao.
Yeah, we don't really have many rumors of people going to PSG right now either.
Right, not many. But I mean, now they signed up Blanc, which has not excited too many of the PSG faithful. But
he's a good manager.
I think so. But we'll see. So there's only a couple destinations with all these players. I mean, they're not all going to move.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we don't think Rooney's really going to move.
That I'm certain are going to move are the Uruguayans.
You think Suarez is moving?
I think so.
Really? I'm not sure.
Liverpool really are just going to force it? I mean, that's perfect. That's perfect if they do. Force him to stay there, like, against his will? That's going to go really well. It's going to go really well. Like, he's going to intentionally bite someone right when he comes back. He doesn't have to play anymore.
He's going
to
fucking bite Rodgers.
Right?
Yeah. You're going to see a video of him putting his own fucking name in the envelope.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so you might be right. I don't see really any of the list really moving because I think It appears that Lewandowski just wants Bayern, and that's it. So,
but there are three big teams that are still in the market for a central striker: Madrid, City, and Chelsea.
I can see City paying for Suarez too.
Yeah, but I mean, his whole argument. I want to go out of the country, which you know is bullshit.
Right,
you know it's bullshit. But I mean,
I wouldn't honestly, go to City too. $200,000 right. a week. I'm going.
Yeah, and then he'll get slaughtered, right? And then they're going to start calling him a racist and all this shit. Those fucking hypocrites.
Yeah,
not much more fickle than a Liverpool fan, but
For some reason, I think that City will deal with him a lot better.
Possibly, very possibly. I don't know. And if I were City fans, I'd embrace him because he's a guy who can help win you the league. You know,
yeah,
having playing with Kun Agüero up there. That's a.
Yeah, so you've only got City, Chelsea, and Madrid. It doesn't appear that Barcelona's in for a striker.
Yeah, so, right, in terms of these options, only few are going to go. I don't see Rooney, yeah. I mean, really, when I look at it like that, I don't see Rooney going anywhere. And Lewandowski, I mean, the thing that pisses me off, I mean, as you know, like I like Dortmund, and I just don't know, like, this guy just, like, you don't even want him on your team anymore. I mean, obviously, you...
Well, from the same standpoint, were you willing to have Van Persie stay against his will last year? Most people were.
Yeah.
Most people were like, fuck it, make him stay his contract.
Right.
Now, Dortmund have offered him more money to stay, even not signing a new one, still to stay and increasing his pay. Like,
yeah, I think that's already...
Double it.
Right.
Right? Doubling that's already back. There and done, as long as he stays.
Mm-hmm.
So... maybe that's a little bit different, but forcing him to stay doesn't work. Didn't work for Llorente, right?
Right. No. Didn't work out too well. We'll see. I'm interested to see with that one. I don't know how it's going to pan out, but, I mean, he's certainly burned bridges. I mean, and the fact that he's trying to fall. I mean, just imagine, like, losing two players to that.
I can't imagine losing two important players in one summer.
Yeah. to the same team, though. Come on, man. That's like that would have been like Wilshire. That'd be Wilshire and Van Persie in the same summer to United is what that is the equivalent of.
Yeah, you know what other rumor that I don't understand is Baines to United. They have three left backs.
Who's their third? That guy is it Butner? Is it the other?
They
guy
have him. Then they have obviously have Ever, and they have the other Da Silva kid.
Right.
They have three.
Right. I mean, they'd have to ship them out
unless they're selling.
I don't know.
Baines isn't going, especially because he's not going to be cheap. Everton doesn't sell cheap.
Right.
He's going to be 25 because he's homegrown.
They had a bid rejected, right? That's the story.
I just think that one is total bullshit.
Yeah.
So stop talking about it.
I'm with you. Well, there's one other thing that's interesting, obviously. One signing that could be the big signing for United this summer would be the Thiago Alcantara deal.
Yeah.
But the big question is, like, is this going to happen? I mean, you know, when they finished that tournament last week, you know, De Gea said, you know, signing the ball, saying see you in Manchester and all that. It's like, oh, my God, he's going to go to United, this buyout clause. I'm just really intrigued by it in the sense that I really think, even though they don't really necessarily play the exact same position, I feel like they're competing for the same minutes at Barcelona that Thiago and Cesc, that, like, something's got to give. One of them's going to go. And if it's not one, it's the other.
But they talked about even when they signed Cesc, they didn't need Cesc because they had Thiago coming up. But they still signed Cesc.
Right.
And maybe that's part of the.
But the thing is,
that's part of the.
But the thing was, also when they started chasing him, Thiago wasn't quite as ready as he was.
Right, but if that's indeed his buyout, the buyout would already be met.
Right,
and it would be like, we've met the buyout, and we'll leak that information, and it'll be up to him to.
Right.
To
well, the thing
accept
is, maybe
or not.
Maybe he still needs convincing. I mean, maybe he's waiting for reassurances.
That would already be done.
Not necessarily, man.
Yeah. I think if that's indeed his buyout, it's already met.
I'm not doubting it, but I'm saying he might not be personally convinced yet. in one way or the other. Maybe he's allowing them to.
What I'm just saying is, though, that the information that the buyout was met would already be out.
Right. Okay.
And it might be up to him, but that information would already be done.
Right. Well, we'll see how that goes. I really think that one of them will. I mean, I expect it to be Thiago. I do expect it to happen. Thiago to United. I mean, obviously, it wouldn't bother me if it doesn't. And I think they don't really. I don't know where he fits into them.
Well, I'll tell you what, Moyes needs it.
He needs something.
I mean, he needs it. Number one, he needs somebody in the midfield, but he needs a signing.
He certainly does.
He needs to be able to close a name signing.
He should probably go for Bale.
I agree. He should go for Bale. I really do.
Yeah.
I mean, they talk about Ronaldo, but
get Bale.
That should be the signing they make.
Just do it. Get him. Sign him up.
Yeah.
You know, are they willing to meet Levy's prices?
Why wouldn't they? They have more money than anybody else.
Yeah. I mean, they certainly could.
That's the sign they should make. I mean, really, yeah. I think they should make that signing. Because you take him and
So why has it all gone quiet on the Bale situation? I mean, just because Levy's bragging about not selling even if he got a record fee? I mean, it's all just posturing. We'll see come August.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If United or Madrid coming in for me, he's got to go.
Yeah, you'd have to say so. And the thing is, the fact there hasn't been any assurance, like he hasn't come out to the media and been like, I'm staying at Tottenham.
No, he's doing exactly what you should
do. Yeah, we're supposed to do.
He's doing what Theo did. He didn't say he was leaving. He said things are ongoing. Now, he hasn't said anything, but he hasn't really had the opportunity. But right. Once we come up to preseason, there's going to be interviews and questions that. And stuff. So I guess we'll see at that time.
Yeah.
We you know, when we went through the stuff with Cesc, he was always in front of a mic because he was with Spain, and you don't have that with
a tournament.
Being with Wales, you're not going to have that.
True that. They don't go to many international tournaments. But what can you do?
To watch.
Right.
Like us.
Speculatively, right. Yeah, it is what it is. I don't know. So, well, we should see a lot of stuff on the move by next week. I expect to see a couple signings next week. I really think that with finally the managerial merry-go-round kind of the dust is settling with that in terms of the biggest vacancies being filled. You know, I mean, basically everyone's in place now.
Everybody's in place now.
And now it's like, all right, now the shoe's going to fall.
I think we have two signings done.
I think so too. What, you're counting Sanogo?
No.
Okay. Because like, yes, I did. You think there's another one on top of Higuain done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who?
The Frode bastard. The Frode beast. The Frode I think beast. He's done.
Okay. Well, you know, I'll take it.
I could be wrong. I mean, I'm not in the know, but for whatever reason in my head, I think those two are done.
Well, I'd be pretty happy. And you know what? Honestly, if those two get done, I don't care what else we do. Really. I mean, I know we can use strengthening in a couple little places, but that's enough for me. You straight down the spine. Center forward, central midfielder. Yeah. Boom. There's a difference.
I think those are done. They have to be done.
Well, hope so.
Don't make me cry. I haven't cried in a long time.
We will be back next week.
Tears or no tears?
Tears of joy. Victoriously championing
tears
the
for
signing
tears.
Of Higuain. No, man. It'll be done by the time we do the next podcast. And if it's not, I'll wait a few more days for the podcast. I was like, I'm not going to be wrong on this. One way or the other. Until he goes somewhere.
It's like, it was like the Flavor Saver I was doing for David Villa. I finally...
you had to get rid of it at that time.
Last week.
Yeah. Would you still take him?
No.
David? No?
Yes, I would still take him.
Right, okay.
Compared to others? No, but if
compared to others on this list, but I mean, if you go off this list, what other strikers would you like?
I'd take him.
Yeah, I'd take him.
Yeah.
No, bring him in too. He can be our third striker off the bench, you know?
Right, yeah, I'd take him. Absolutely, yeah. I'd take him.
I don't know.
I'd grow that shit back tomorrow. Well, it'd take me a while, but yeah. I'd start growing
grow
it tomorrow.
That quickly. But yeah. Exciting stuff though. In a few days it's all going to kick off. I think with this final that turn look cuz after this weekend it'll be the beginning of the new month and
officially opening.
And this tournament will be over. The Confederation Cups will be done. You know, players that are there who might be moving, you know, like I said, guys like Paulinho will who's now, you know, assessing his options ahead of, well, I mean, who knows? He'll probably go to Spurs anyway, but I mean,
if we really wanted to know, couldn't, instead of, you know, the end of no and the emails, can't you just track Stuart, the photographer? Can't you just GPS that motherfucker?
Yeah.
Find out where he is going and is?
Find a way to turn on, like, locations on his
in
tweets.
In his cameras?
Right?
Yeah. On his tweets?
Right. All of a sudden, he's like, oh, it's saying it. I'm sending us from where?
That's what we
message.
Need to do.
There we go. We need anyway, to do that.
Somebody
some,
do that.
Yeah, someone get some on it. Someone hack his shit. Get on it. Anyways, that'll do it for this week. We've done enough little transfer speculation.
That was our transfer special.
Yeah. Enjoy the weekend of fantastic football.
Enjoy the last competitive
match. The last competitive match for a month and a half or whatever it's going to be.
Or competitive friendly or whatever you want to say.
We saw competitive matches. I got to give them credit. This has been good. We'll have the Gold Cup in a little while because everyone really cares about that. We can talk about USA then.
Well, we'd care about it in 4 years if we could qualify for this tournament.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what we can pull off. Until then, it was a pleasure, Joseph. You can follow Joseph on Twitter at I Hate Your Club. And yeah, we'll be back next week. Leaving you with some music from my friend Fox from Telescopes. You can check them out. Follow them at Telescopes. This song is called Healing Island. Enjoy, and then back next week.
I can't stand on the corner looking for their murders. The kids are standing on the corner holding hands with brothers. Wasn't fair at all.